590 Bible.
And welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And with us here today, we do have Alderman Jim Curd. And Jim, welcome. How you doing today?
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Last time we caught up with each other, we were out there at the ribbon cutting ceremony for the new Tower Center at Unity Square. That's a little bit of a mouthful, but I'm going to get used to it.
I know it's got a kind of a run-on name, but it's becoming its own place and with its own name shortly here.
Quickly,
yes, it is done very well.
We're getting a lot of use for just a short time, but it's been 5 years in the making, and a lot of people said you ought to talk to Jim about that. He's been with that project since about the beginning.
Yeah, I was a part of a group that came up with a 5 for 5 projects back in 14 and 15, and even before that, there had been a group of people, including Scott Ambler, that had envisioned this idea of an amphitheater in that park, and so it was a real drive for me to get on the council and be a part of it, and with the help of Alan Gentius and the whole council, in fact, we got the project done, and it's just thrilling to drive down Adams and look over there and see the amphitheater, and then it fits so well between the park. There's activities virtually every day there, and if not, there's just people using the park in the shade, sitting there having a picnic lunch together, so got some other projects to go in there. We've got our splash pad is due to be built in there with a marvelous sculpture that we've had commissioned to do it. It's going to be a real addition. It'll be ready in the spring next year for our water pad. We're going to do that this fall. So the park's going to continue to evolve and grow. And I think the ultimate benefit is 3, 5, 7 years down the road as this just becomes an integral part of our community where we celebrate festivals and meet and gather and share each other's company as a community.
I'm all for it. I got to tell you, that is really a nice piece of a property that has really been developed to, I think, pretty close to its fullest. You're not going to see anything like that, in Tulsa. They're a little bit jealous, I understand.
Well, they've got a wonderful park down there.
They do.
And it's been highly successful there for their downtown. So we certainly hope that we have the same benefits over time. And
great.
We get the infill and I think the activities continue to drive people downtown. We've got a wonderful downtown. We've got our paving project going on there. We've got some wonderful street paving, and it's amazing when you drive down the street and you're on a freshly paved street how good you feel sometimes. So
you do.
We've done our contractors down there has done a very expeditious job in trying to cause us least amount of confusion as possible, but really back over from Keeler and Jennings and back into east into downtown, they're really making great progress.
Now, I understand that they were working both night and day in order to get that done.
They have been doing a lot of the cleanup at night and the dirty work at night, so it just doesn't impact the downtown. And so they've done a great job, and glad to have them on board getting it done.
Now, if this looks in the end like West Frank Phillips Boulevard does, we're going to have a pretty nice glide around the community. Yeah. That's really something else.
Yeah, we've been waiting for this. It's a $2 million project. Yeah. We passed it in our 2017 bond issue, and glad to see it being done so quickly. And we've had a lot of repairs to do in front of it to get some water lines in and some changes for Tower Center that we got done. So we did some things in the right progression this time, as opposed to build something and have to dig it up. We really, there was a lot of people that really paid attention. We got a lot of work done on the streets before we end up coming back and repaving them.
It really pays benefits not to do that old-fashioned ready, shoot, aim.
Yes, well, everybody's been a part of that sometimes.
Good.
So it's not for anything but well-meaning and trying to get it done. But this time, it's worked out really well so far.
That is really nice. I have some questions, and this is primarily from folks you bump into on the street. Are there going to be any more angle parking downtown when we put the paint on after we repave?
That would be a great question, and I don't have the answer for that. Okay. That would be the traffic committee would have those answers, and I know we've looked at that. We've had it. We've taken it away. We've put it back. So I think there is some discussion about how we will continue to park downtown, and I'd be happy to relate that information to you.
Thank you very much. We got a little something coming up here in order to pay for some projects. It's not an increase that we'll be voting on. It's basically a hold steady pattern,
A hold steady with the same taxes we've paid before on sales tax. That's about a $17 million bond issue. We've got a lot of streets to do again. We've got some drainage project. We've got some equipment issues for the city and fire department and building maintenance issues in it and some parks and recreation issues in it too. So it's a great package. It'll be August
25th, I believe.
can take me a few minutes to find it on my phone. It's coming up in August.
It's going in late August. Yeah. So it's going to be a very important thing. And, of course, I think we got the sheriff's race that's attached to that, too.
Yes.
So there'll be a lot of people involved. It's amazing coming from a state where the people didn't have a whole lot to say. Then moving here to Oklahoma a year or so ago, and everybody gets a chance to have their say on a lot of different things. And, you know, folks need to show up. And
our bond issues have been widely supported, and we were so thankful in 2017 for the passage of that bond issue. It was a huge bond issue for Parks and Recreation. From that came the Tower Center. We've got a beautiful new skate park being virtually finished up right over in Daniels Field, and it is going to be a landmark skate park. It is just fabulous to look at, and that's coming online. So that the citizens have been so supportive of the need to keep our town, our infrastructure good, our streets good, and to raise our level of parks and recreation and quality of living here in town. So it's been a great population here in town that is active and supportive of things like that.
And we're talking with Jim Curd, city councilor here in Bartlesville, right here on our Community Connection program. I have to say that Bartlesville outperforms a lot of cities, if not most, their size in quality of life, and also keeping things up and keeping things, you know, inviting. And it's such a welcoming community.
It is, and
it's done with intent that we want people to be here.
We've got a great city administration, active people, that in my experience on the council the last 3 years has just been fantastic. And the council we have today is actively involved in the community on a daily basis. They see things, they asked to get things done, and our city administration responds in kind to stay on top of issues and then stay looking forward into how we're going to continue to make the town better over years. They just don't burrow in a hole and work for the day. They're looking out in the future and what we can do to continue to make the town a comfortable, wonderful place for people to live that want to choose this as a home to stay here rather than commute back and forth to another place and work in this community and continue to help it thrive.
You know, when you talk about parks, recreation, and things like that, one thing that was a nice little gem that I don't think we discovered till the latter part of last summer was our soccer fields out there can double as a very nice
cricket
pitch. Yeah. The word pitch, I couldn't figure that one out there for a second.
Yeah, it's been
the people who play cricket say, well, why are you keeping this a secret? This might be the best around in five states.
It is, and that's been such a wonderful success for Parks and Recreation. Mm-hmm. Unseen, unheard, didn't really know about it, and all of a sudden it's during certain times of their season that's used virtually every day. Mm-hmm. And we've also got in our bond package coming up in August, we've got we're going to cover the tennis courts down at Johnstone Park and create some indoor pickleball courts. Because you've heard pickleball is now the latest and greatest thing, and there's a large following of pickleball players here in town. So, again, it's the way we kind of react to find things that people like to enjoy, to do, and I think our city has been responsive to try to bring those things online and have those amenities here in town to keep people here.
Well, the Price Fields is another one that got a little bit of a facelift, or getting a little bit of a facelift. Okay, a big facelift.
We're in $13 or $14 million in that place already. So.
Yeah, hopefully we can get some nice big ball tournaments in here, put some heads in the beds of the hotels and have some fun with that.
Yeah, we've I've always sold it as a quality of life issue for the kids here because my kids grew up on that field, and it was scabbed together with old fencing and pipe fencing, the oil field pipe, and then we put money in from the Lion Foundation. We do everything we could to keep the fields up, but we're finally going to raise it to a level where it's worthy of our kids to play on, hopefully build the program back because it has diminished over the years somewhat, but I think we've got to do that, build the base, and then as parents become more involved in the groups and kids begin to play more, I think we can bring those tournaments on, and it won't take much to put them on because we've got wonderful hotels here in town, restaurants nearby, so the tournaments should follow as the program kind of regenerates itself and comes online with these brand new facilities.
Oh, indeed.
And this new center part is the key part of it because it's got a brand new concession stand, brand new restrooms in it. It's really going to be kind of a real nice anchor leg of the park right now.
Well, sweet. That is really going to be nice. It is 8:44. This is Community Connection here on K1. We're talking with City Councilor Jim Curd about a variety of different things going on in the city, including getting your streets paved and That always seems to be number one. Hey, when are you going to work on the streets? It's always a double-edged sword. Hey, guess what? What? They're working on the streets. Guess what? What? They're working on the streets.
Not my street. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like you're going to have equipment in the way for a little bit. And it's just a small price to pay of inconvenience to make sure that that stays nice there for a good decade or so.
It is. And we have a good rating system to try to keep up with them, but there are streets that sometimes get overlooked, and that's when the people in these wards can contact any counselor, preferably your city ward counselor, and we can bring those to the traffic committee. We can maybe put it in another list to get it done sooner than we would do it on our grading system.
You know, with COVID-19, we faced a lot of serious challenges, and we still are. It's not going away. The governor tells us that every day, and he's living proof. It's not going away. But, boy, I am impressed with how the city of Bartlesville has weathered the bulk of the storm so far.
I think we have done well.
With a rainy day fund and everything else like that, people shopping locally and kind of keeping things close to home, we've helped ourselves in a very trying time.
We have. It's been a very challenging time. Our cases are increasing 4 to 6 a day. We've had a couple of spikes in there, but they seem manageable at this point. I know individually our councilman, Councilman Gentius, Councilman Stewart, the mayor, myself, Trevor, we're all looking at numbers every single day. We know communities around us are passing mask ordinances. We are reading those ordinances every day, and we're prepared as we go forward. If the numbers turn into something where we've got to react, we're prepared to, you know, look at things that we could do to make sure we continue keeping things at bay as we work through this next period of the COVID-19 virus. So it's been very challenging, but I think our council, our administration, our health officials here in town have been responsive and are constantly looking at the numbers to make sure our community is safe. We're not Tulsa, we're not Oklahoma City, we're not Miami, but we're Bartlesville, and we have to manage it for the community here and for the safety and welfare of everybody we can here.
Jim, if I could kind of drill down on that a little bit, is there a certain number or a certain rate that is possibly being discussed as to when this may be formalized or if the discussion should begin?
We've got a rating system. The state has a rating system. We're in the zone that is not in the moderate zone. So we're not in a higher zone or a higher infection rate zone. And I think that will be one indicator. If that turns to a different color now that we have the color coding system, then that will certainly get our attention to look at things. But on a daily basis, we're looking at them. So I don't know that there's a specific number, but I think our cases now, as far as I know, we've reopened our COVID ward in our hospital. As far as I know, as of last week, we had no patients in the COVID ward. So the hospital is not in a difficult position at this point, and that is one thing we would react to certainly if that became a problem. So at this point, you know, we're aware of the problem, and we're receiving a lot of wonderful comments from the citizens on a daily basis as to the desire to have masks or not to have masks. So it is in the forefront of what the council is about right now, and we've been looking at it judiciously from the start.
I did notice that there was a couple of citizen comments, one for, one against, I guess, at the last meeting or something like that. And both made pretty good cases, therefore, the reason for a mask or the reason for a choice. I see that many of our national businesses that have franchises here, like, say, Walmart,
Lowe's.
Lowe's, they're doing that on their own. That's not city government. That's their choice.
And that's always the first choice. That's what everybody would like to see more of. And I think, like our businesses and in our restaurants, we all wear masks in our restaurants, and local businesses have that choice to try to protect their customers and most certainly to protect their staff on a daily basis. In the retail business, any kind of business where you're exposed to a large amount of people on a daily basis that you're not familiar with, you've got to protect your staff the best you can. And I think at a Lowe's and at Walmart, I think that's a good thing to have happen at this point to continue to try to keep this thing at bay and hold it at a level where I think we can manage it without a mandate. But at this point, businesses, yes, local businesses, larger businesses are certainly helping out with their restrictions of having a mask when you enter their stores.
Very good.
We all carry one now, and we're all prepared for. I certainly carry them. I brought one in here today just to make sure. And I'm proud of the citizens of Bartlesville. I know there's a great debate about that, but I think a lot of the citizens have done an outstanding job at trying to mitigate it. It is a very contentious issue in some respects, but this is a time where everybody needs patience and tolerance, and we need to work from a point of kindness and understanding. There is two different opinions out there, and I think right now the council is aware of both of them and looking at both of them.
Yeah, and folks, just for the record, it's not a political thing.
No,
it's how one feels about a certain situation and what they feel is appropriate. And a lot of people are trying to conflate that into a political thing, and it's not. It's
no.
Just absolutely not. It's silliness. Jim, anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I'm just appreciate being here, and I'm proud of the town, and we've had a lot of good things. It has been a challenging time for a lot of businesses here in town. We've had some great things. The BDA has done their program to help pay for utilities for small business. That was very successful. We've got a low interest loan available for businesses in town that are looking for that. So, I think our town's really been responsive to the difficulties that businesses have had here in town and done a good job at trying to help us get through this, because this is going to be another 3, 6, 12 months down the road before this thing is in a different place where it is today, and hopefully a better place than it is today in terms of having so many issues to have to worry about on a daily basis for people. It's a very stressful time for employees and people to be in this community and dealing with this COVID-19. It's very a trying time for people.
I want to thank you for being with us today.
Glad to be here.
Jim Curd is with us here, and you've been listening to our Community Connection here on K1, the one you trust.
Maybe this is the year.